This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh boy, do we have a great edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Cranking up our broadcast week here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Additional 2 hours a day, five days a week, Monday through Friday, in addition to our show today, which we have once again. He's my co-host. Come on, let's be honest. This is what is happening here. We get to do this every week and chat about things that you won't hear anywhere else. Certainly not in the mainstream legacy media, but much of the new media would dare to tread where we go, much less understand what's being said, but we'll make it so that you can absolutely get it. And today, one of the big articles from the week from John Rappaport titled, COVID vaccine trials are doomed to fail and that there is a fatal flaw, design flaw. And there's some of this, in fact, maybe most of it comes from a New York Times opinion piece exposing the three major clinical trials that are going on right now. John Rappaport, shouldn't this be front page news everywhere?
Yes, indeed. And I'm hoping that it will be at some point because the cat is out of the bag. This opinion piece in the Times was pretty much mirrored by another opinion piece in the Washington Post. So this is, you know, the heart of mainstream media, and they are blowing the whistle on the three major clinical trials of the COVID vaccine, Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. Now, I think they're doing this is my opinion, because they thought, okay, these will be good anti-Trump pieces because Trump says warp speed, let's get the vaccine up and, out there. And the anti-Trump people are suddenly saying, whoa, wait a minute, we have to guarantee safety and efficacy and all of that. But as it turns out, these two pieces in the Times and the Post go much, much deeper, and they expose the clinical trials that are going on right now for a COVID vaccine as completely doomed to fail. I don't care what kind of vaccine they're testing, RNA, DNA, nano, xano, whatever it is, the way that the clinical trials are structured and what they're looking for to say the vaccine is a success is completely ridiculous and absurd, and it's exposed in these articles.
So let's go through the design flaws as well. I just want to point out, because Trump derangement syndrome is real, and the attacks on the vaccine due to that are real, but the irony is the side effect of Trump derangement syndrome is suddenly vaccine hesitancy. the thing that the World Health Organization declared one of the top 10 threats to global health and the reason why governments were cracking down and the left was going mandatory vaccines. Now suddenly they're also hesitant on vaccines because they're claiming, oh, it's a Trump vaccine. Now we got to think about side effects and testing for safety and on it goes. So it is a bizarre time. But I support those side effects, by the way.
Right. So let's start here. In past years, vaccine companies, as far as I know, have been able to get away clinical trials for a new vaccine simply on the basis of, can, if we inject these vaccines in volunteers, will we produce antibodies? Meaning that we say that means the immune system is reacting very nicely and just as it should to the vaccine, and then we get approval and we release the vaccine. However, recently there's been more pressure put upon the vaccine companies to go further in their clinical trials. This is very important, and some of that pressure, I would say, comes from people like us and other dissident scientists who say, wait a minute, you've got to do more than just show antibodies. You have to do some studies that show clinical cases of the disease that you're talking about here, testing for. In this case, it would be COVID-19, you know, supposedly, purportedly. And here's what I mean. And this is bizarre, but bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine companies would take 30,000, let's say a vaccine company, take 30,000 people, inject half of them with the vaccine and half with salt water, placebo. Nobody would know, supposedly, which group is which.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And then they would wait to see who develops cases of COVID-19. Now, my first question was, how is that supposed to happen? Well, the vaccine companies believe that since the coronavirus is everywhere on the planet and is attacking everybody, that it's going to attack some of the volunteers in the clinical trial, and they will be infected and become cases of COVID-19. That's what they've been waiting for. And if they get the right proportion of those COVID-19 cases in the vaccine group and the placebo group, they can then parlay that into saying, you see, the vaccine is effective because we got fewer cases of COVID-19 in the vaccine group than we did in the placebo group. The vaccine was protective. This is the core of what they're saying and doing here.
Whoa. That's John, you're saying, they take half with the vaccine, half with a placebo. If they're really doing an air placebo, that's really cool. I'll give them props for that. And then they just send them out into the world and wait. And they find out over X number of months, a year, I don't know how long, how many people in the placebo group got COVID-19, how many into that, and maybe even severity, I don't know. I mean, it's a question, but just is it, and how do they determine whether either group got it based on what? Antibody tests? Symptoms that seem to be completely general and can apply to almost anything?
Here's where the fatal design flaw in their protocol comes in, and exactly the points that you're bringing up. So I'm not sure whether we have time before the break to get into this aspect, because
we still have a few minutes, and we'll continue on even if we have to break, but go ahead. Yes.
Okay. So they're looking, the vaccine companies, for mild cases of COVID-19 to occur in the vaccine group and the placebo group. Mild cases. Why? Because they're starting out with healthy volunteers. That's their problem, because they're doing this new kind of study now. So they can't wait around for severe cases of COVID-19 to occur, like serious life-threatening pneumonia, because that might never happen. It could take years before any of these cases occur. So they don't go for that. They just say, we're looking for very mild cases of COVID-19, meaning cough, fever, chills, positive PCR test, that's it. So what the authors of the New York Times piece accurately pointed out was, what are we irrelevant. A vaccine is not supposed to protect the population against mild cases of something that, quote, you know, parentheses, don't really matter, mm-hmm. you know, because who cares about those mild cases? If we assume they're real in the first place, they cure themselves, no harm develops, whatever, whatever. If you want to develop a vaccine that's useful to the world population, you've got to develop one that protects against severe cases of illness, hospitalizations, death, and so on. That's what a real vaccine would do. So what are you guys up to at Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca? Your whole protocol is completely wrong-headed and worthless and useless for these reasons.
John, I'm just reading this paragraph from the New York Times article. This is stunning. I mean, the revelation about the protocols. According to the protocols for their studies, which they released late last week, a vaccine could meet the company's benchmark for success if it lowered the risk of mild COVID-19, but was never shown to reduce moderate or severe forms of the disease, or the risk of hospitalization, admissions to the intensive care unit, or death. It's in the New York Times. This is stunning.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. That's the big flaw. That's the big reveal. That's the big secret. That no matter what kind of vaccine they're testing, they've structured the design of their protocol. Their whole effort is aimed at the wrong target that nobody cares about, which is these mild cases.
Right.
Which are indistinguishable from just ordinary cough, fever, etc., which, you know, you can get from eating too many candy bars. So who cares? It doesn't make any difference. They could say it's a success at preventing COVID. It's ridiculous. They don't know. You know, it's just a lie. It's just a way of obscuring the truth. So here we have thousands and thousands, like 30 to 40,000 in each one of these clinical trials of the three major companies with major candidates for a vaccine to be approved by the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is a farce from beginning to end.
All right, John, we're up against
this. This is just the beginning of the story.
Yeah, and we're up against our first break. We're going to cover this whole hour today with this. And by the way, how many people die from a mild case of fill in the blank, right? This is the question.
Zero.
New York Times has revealed it. Washington Post has asked questions about it. This is stunning. Stunning, folks. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport. Go to robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
John Rappaport and I have been discussing things undiscussable in the mainstream media since the COVID crazy began in year 2020, calendar year. Now that the mainstream media has picked up on something so stunning, it seems like nobody's figured out what they're really saying, what they're really revealing. And what John just laid out in the first segment is stunning enough that the design, the study design, is designed for abject failure. What does that mean? It means that if they approve a vaccine to prevent a mild case of fill in the blank, if you call it COVID-19, we can get into the parameters of that. What have they actually achieved? Nothing that already isn't in reality, that you have a mild case and you recover and there's no need for anything.
No need for a vaccine at all.
For sure.
They're testing for a vaccine that would protect you against something that needs no protection against. That's what they're doing. Now, it gets a lot worse because here's the deal. How many cases of COVID-19 are they looking for to occur in a study of, say, 30 to 40,000 volunteers? 150 cases is the magic number. 150 cases. So I looked into what does this mean, because it's not explained very well at all in the New York Times piece. Mm-hmm. What it means is that the vaccine companies assume that, you know, the coronavirus is floating in out of the sky. It's going to infect some of the volunteers in the clinical trial of the vaccine. It'll affect some in the vaccine group and some in the placebo group. And when they get to 150 mild cases total in both groups, they stop. The magic moment has arrived. They stop the trial. Okay, we got the 150 cases of meaningless, yeah, mild COVID. And now on the basis of what we find out from these 150 people, we're going to launch a vaccine to inject 7 billion people on the planet from 150.
Wait a second. You got 150 mild cases in the placebo group, too? 150 mild cases in the vaccine group?
Hey, total in both groups.
Pardon
total
me.
In both groups. If you add them up, from both groups, how many cases in the placebo, how many cases in the vaccine group, the total in both,
they add up,
reaches
from both,
150, everything stops.
But what have we learned from that?
Nothing. Now, here's what they do. They unblind, so to speak, the clinical trial, and they say, all right, of these 150 meaningless cases of COVID-19, how many occurred in the vaccine group and how many in the placebo group? Now, if things, you know, break their way, they would say, oh, look, we had 50 cases of COVID-19 in the vaccine group and 100 in the placebo group. That means the vaccine is 50% effective in preventing mild cases of COVID. And that 50% effective rate is all the FDA requires for us to gain approval. We're golden. Pop the champagne corks. We're in. Everything is fantastic. That's what they would do. That's where they would go. And the FDA would approve that vaccine based on that ridiculous happening. That's where they're going with this. It's insane from several angles that we've already described here. Only 150 people are going to determine, you know, 7 billion people getting shot up with a vaccine. They assume that mild cases of COVID need to be protected against, when that would be ridiculous. They cure themselves, don't need a vaccine. They are not trying to develop a vaccine to protect against severe cases of the disease. Therefore, who cares? That's what you would develop a vaccine for, but they're not doing that. So the whole thing is a complete farce.
So the argument is that we've succeeded in making sure that more people who got the vaccine got a mild case of COVID, and that
No. That more people in the placebo group got mild cases of COVID than people in the vaccine group got mild cases of COVID.
This is so stupid.
What we want as the vaccine company ideally of these 150 cases, we want only 50 in the vaccine group and 100
and on that
in the
basis
group.
They said they've succeeded. All right, on that basis, we're going to take a break and come back with more unbelievable discussion here. But hey, it was in the New York Times. What are we going to do? We're just relaying it to you, helping you out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Newly elected and re-elected U.S. senators are being formally sworn in for the new session of Congress. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is set to be reelected as House Speaker. All eyes are on Georgia for Tuesday's Senate runoffs to determine control of the chamber. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and 11 other current and incoming Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes. USA Radio News. A shootout involving a man arrested for shoplifting inside a Walmart store in Virginia wounded two security guards and a sheriff's deputy.
Our deputies attempted to take this individual into custody, at which time he pulled a gun from his waistband and began shooting. He ended up striking the loss prevention officers. One of our two deputies was shot and struck several times. The other deputy, while this was going on, returned fire and striking the individual.
Loudoun County Sheriff Mike Chapman said the wounded suspect got into a truck and led police on a pursuit until he crashed. All three victims and the shooter were hospitalized. The California Highway Patrol says two drivers and seven children died after a driver swerved on a Central California highway, hit another car head-on, and caused it to burst into flames, killing a woman and seven children between the ages of 6 and 15. Authorities have not said why the 28-year-old man behind the wheel veered off State Route 33 around 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, John Rappaport laid out hopefully a clear picture. But if not, I mean, I'll ask the questions. That's what I do. We engage and we say, well, are it confusing? Is this confusing? I'm not sure. We're going to get there. But here's my next question. Let's say the number of cases breaks a different way. You know, well, you talked about 150 versus 50 or 50 and one, or double the amount in the placebo group getting the mild case than they got in the vaccinated group being the evidence of success. That's all they need if the total number is 150. What if it's the other way around? What if it's more mild cases, much more mild cases in the vaccinated group than the control group? I mean, then everything, it's all comes tumbling down.
They're screwed completely. But here's a scenario. Let me paint this for you. I mean, yes, let's say 100 cases of COVID-19, according to them, developed in the group that received the vaccine, and only 50 in the placebo group that got salt water shots of nothing. They're done. They have no way out. But they do have a devious trick they can pull, and I'll give you a picture of how that could occur. Let's say that once they unblind the study, they say, okay, let's see now. Oh, we got 70 cases of mild COVID-19 in the vaccine group and 80 cases in the placebo group. That's not good. Not good at all. We can't get the approval on that basis. What are we going to do? And then somebody says, we're going to do what we planned to do all along, potato head. Now listen, here's how it goes. Listen carefully. In the vaccine group, where we have these 70 cases, we're going to subtract 30 of those and claim that they were really just adverse reactions to the vaccine.
What?
The cough, the fever was just really from the vaccine. It wasn't really COVID-19 cases. We can do that because, hey, it's not a severe adverse reaction. The FDA won't care about that. We can skate by if we can pull this con job. Because now we could say, hey, there's really only 40 cases of COVID-19 in the vaccine group, and there's 80 in the placebo group. That's the 50% ratio that we need to say the vaccine was 50% effective, and we can get approval on that basis. This is the trick that we have to pull. And we can do it. We can say, hey, we've reviewed our study again, and this is what we found. There weren't 70 cases of COVID-19 in the group that received the vaccine. There were really only 40, because 30
adverse events in the placebo group to reduce.
No, in the vaccine group.
Well, see, here's the thing. The things that make sense and are logical don't make sense and are not logical in the sense of where they alter. And they're not altering the study design. They're just reclassifying the symptoms, not COVID, as an adverse event.
Exactly. Of course. Well, who knows if they haven't done that a lot when they needed to. But in this case, when they're working with real people and healthy volunteers, this is what they do. They say, look, we're in bad shape here. We can't get the vaccine approval because by our own ridiculous methods here and design, mm-hmm. we ended up with 70 cases of mild COVID in the vaccine group and 80 in the placebo group. That's not good for us. That's bad. We're screwed.
So reclassify.
We have to figure out a way to subtract the number of mild COVID cases in the vaccine group
mm-hmm.
so it looks like the vaccine was more effective. How do we subtract these, say, 30 cases is what we have to subtract
mm-hmm.
in the vaccine group?
Declare them.
How do we do that? Well,
reaction.
Here's how we do it. We call them adverse effects of the vaccine. Cough, fever, just the clinical picture of a mild case of COVID is cough, chills, fever. That's it. We say, no, that wasn't really COVID-19 in the vaccine group in those 30 cases. It was just a mild adverse reaction to the vaccine, which is no problem. It goes away,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't COVID-19. Now that we've done that little trick, we can now say, hey, look, there were 40 real cases of COVID vaccine, of COVID-19 in the vaccine group, and 80 in the placebo group. That's our 50% effectiveness ratio, and we can get approval for the vaccine.
You know, John, why this is plausible, that they could get away with this? Because, as we've discussed time and time again in the COVID crazy, the diagnostic criteria for declaring a positive COVID case is subject to such wide swings of interpretation that you can call it and make it up and change it and massage it any which way you want, and they've already been doing it.
Absolutely. In fact, the CDC this spring redefined the definition of a COVID-19 case so that you could say chills, cough, fever, or just cough alone was enough for a diagnosis of COVID-19 if the patient was living in an area where, COVID-19 was prevalent. No test required.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you say, this is part part of the trick. We define COVID-19 so we can diagnose anybody with it we want to. We can undiagnose them. We can do anything we want to. We can say, oops, we made a mistake. You don't have COVID-19. You ate 12 candy bars on Tuesday, and that's why, or you went out in the snow naked like an idiot, and that's what happened. And, you know, we can just go back and forth. We can do anything we want to. Mm-hmm. People have to understand the definition of COVID-19 is that ridiculous.
But Joe,
so in a vaccine trial, yeah, they can do that at their heart's content.
Mm-hmm. But people reading the New York Times article, the WAPO article, are not going to see what we've just
said. They're not
going
to get that.
No, because they're not, unless it's read out to them and written exactly that way for them in those papers, they can't conceive of what you're describing, which is actually
exactly
what will happen if they have to do it.
Right. And my contention is that the vaccine companies have known this, exactly what I'm saying, all along. That, in fact, they said, okay, look, at the beginning they said, we don't like this. Well, we're going to have to use these healthy volunteers. We much rather depend on just antibodies, showing that antibodies occur. But, okay, we got to use real people here and clinical cases of COVID-19. Okay, but if push comes to shove here and we need to, we can always fall back on the con job and say that some of these mild cases of COVID were really adverse reactions to our own vaccine. And we can get away with this and the FDA won't
mind. False positive, we get to say when it is. And,
yeah.
Oh, it's so easy. Like I said, they've laid this out so beautifully, so nefariously, that they can guarantee success, even though the definition of success, I think any scientist worth his salt will go, well, that really hasn't proven much, and whoop-dee-doo, you claim you can prevent mild cases of something or anything of COVID-19 that weren't going to do anything anyway.
Yeah, that's the first big takeaway, is the vaccine companies are saying, look at us, we're fantastic. We're preventing something that doesn't need to be prevented in the first place because it's so mild and it cures itself. It certainly doesn't need a vaccine,
mm-hmm,
but that's what we're testing for, and that's what 30,000 volunteers are all about. We're going through a charade to get approval for a vaccine so we can make $1 trillion, and that's what the game is. Now, there's further implications here that we need to discuss. That would be, what happens once they get approval for the vaccine? What could they do then? And that's a whole different question that was not even raised in any of these articles, but needs to be discussed.
Okay. Well, one thing I want to bring up here is I could see the argument, if we push on one of the aspects of the argument, that this is just stupid. A vaccine to prevent a mild case of something that basically won't do anything to anybody, that's already happening, you know, in the world as it is. And they would come back, John, this is what I speculate, and say, well, see, here's the thing. Those people that didn't get the vaccine are actually actively transmitting it, but magically, miraculously, those that are getting the vaccine that have the same mild cases that we saw are not.
Yeah. They could try to say that.
Mm-hmm.
They could try to say that. But I think that they're going to be cut off at the pass by the overriding argument that is, if you're not trying to prevent serious cases of a disease with a vaccine,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're right. They could try to fumble and bumble their way through on that basis. We're cutting down transmission of the virus. But if they're not, you know, the article in the Times, you read that quick excerpt, is very damning. I mean, it just says, look, boys, if you're not trying to do something to prevent serious disease with your vaccine, then this whole thing is useless and nobody cares.
Point?
And, you know.
Yeah. All right. We got about a minute or so left in this segment, and then we're going to have one more segment to cover a major breaking story all last week and this week to come. Where's the next evolution of what do you see happening here?
let's say they get approval for the vaccine on this ridiculous basis. Now, they could start with a vaccine that is quite harmless, because the whole pandemic thing, as we've been taking it apart, you and I, over these past months, we've shown that it is harmless. You either have people that are suffering from prior serious medical conditions that have nothing to do with COVID, and they die, and they're called COVID, or you've got all these people that are just getting little tiny symptoms of whatever they are, and they recover.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they could start by releasing a vaccine that does virtually nothing. It's just in order to say, see, no adverse effects, everything's great. No people falling over in the street and everything, and they get a lot of publicity. And then, mm-hmm. in the second phase, they do release a vaccine that has some of these sinister elements
okay.
in it, like nanoparticles and so on.
Yeah, let's go there next to wrap it up with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, so here we go. The scenario. They get vaccine approval on a vaccine not needed to prevent something that's not killing anybody. And you're saying that could be phase one, and then they bring out the big guns? Because why? People are going to push back and go, well, that was silly. Why'd you even put that out there?
I'm saying that the first phase of actually shooting people up with the vaccine, they want to make sure that they don't suddenly, get publicity for thousands of really bad adverse reactions, like people killing over and dying and brain damage and whatever. So their first shipment of vaccines is, engineered to be extremely harmless. And, it may as well be saltwater placebo. I mean, that's what they would like, is something very light, just to show in big media stories, hey, you see all these people that were screaming about trouble and the vaccine.
They were
really
totally safe.
Wrong.
Yeah, y'all go back and hide in your base. Yeah. So then they bring out the big guns, like the mRNA, other things that are unknown what they'll do to alter DNA manifestation
Right. Or maybe they figured out a way to introduce RNA technology in the first round, but they do it with such tiny amounts of substance in the vaccine that it isn't going to cause at least immediate visible bad reactions. But then they load up on the second round, and then the real trouble starts. But by then, they're ready to call it anything under the sun other than an adverse reaction to the vaccine.
Right.
And they can, this is what we've been talking about and other people have been talking about, is the experimental aspect of the whole vaccine program in general, which is they want to do all sorts of things. They want to use little nanoparticles that are really sensors to embed in the body so that these sensors will be sending out regular reports on physiological and brain changes in the body and give surveillance of humans from the inside. I mean, all of this kind of stuff, Brave New World stuff that they're working on, can come later in the vaccine program.
Well, and we're not even mentioning pathogenic priming, which has been, in evidence with other vaccines like dengue, where the first wave is nothing, and then suddenly exposure happens to whatever is out there or whatever they spread out there, and suddenly you've got this devastating response that was triggered by the vaccine itself, not whatever was just floating around in the virome.
Exactly. And then they're ready to call that, if they can get away with it, something else, to say it's a new disease or a different disease, it's not a vaccine reaction. Sometimes they get caught with their pants down, like they did with dengue. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times they don't. They just simply relabel things, or they change the definition of the disease. There's all these tricks that they can use to avoid exposure.
Folks, the articles in question today, always linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including links to the New York Times article and more, and, of course, to the articles that John Rappaport puts out at nomorefakenews.com. We occasionally republish them also at robertscottbell.com. So the insight that you've provided today is stunning, and I hope that people, at least in new media, pick it up, but that the irony is here that it's old media that actually allowed publication of a piece so damning to the endeavors to produce a COVID-19 vaccine.
Exactly. So what I'm hoping for is that new and old media begin to pick this story up and run with it, because not only is it so devastating, but it's so current. I mean, we're talking about, you know, we're living right in the middle of this, and there's millions of people out there that have convinced themselves on the basis of nothing that the vaccine is their best hope. And here is exposed in the New York Times and the Washington Post that that's not true. And it's not just an accident or they can fix this overnight or whatever. This is inherent in the design of the clinical trials of the vaccine. What are they going to do? I mean, they can't say, okay, we're stopping the clinical trial and we're going to start over again. It could take them a year to assemble 30,000 more volunteers in a new trial designed in a different way. And even designing in a different way is not going to help them. Because if they say, now we're looking for really serious cases
right.
of COVID to show we can prevent those,
mm-hmm.
good luck, baby.
Yeah.
With healthy volunteers, you could be waiting for 10 years and nothing would happen.
Yeah, you're not going to have a warp speed response and results. John Rappaport, my friend, taking it to whole other levels. Thank you, and thanks to all of the folks out there for supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And reach out, share the stories. And if you've got questions, submit them at robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com, and we'll be back next week for sure with John. And, of course, during the week, we'll talk about this as well. Appreciate you so much, my friend. Remember, God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.